Both would tell the police that they saw the boy with the gun reach into his pocket and pull it out. They saw the gun for sure, a small black pistol. A second later, they heard the shots, though they did not actually see Pumpkin take them in the head. Another second, and the boy with the gun darted from the alley and for some reason ran straight in their direction. He ran bent at the waist, like a scared dog, guilty as hell. He wore red and yellow basketball shoes that seemed five sizes too big and slapped the pavement as he made his getaway. When he ran by them, he was still holding the gun, probably a 38, and he flinched just for an instant when he saw them and realized they had seen too much. For one terrifying second, he seemed to raise the gun as if to eliminate the witnesses, both of whom managed to flip backward from their plastic milk crates and scramble off in a mad flurry of arms and legs. Then he was gone. One of them opened the door to the liquor store and yelled for someone to call the police. There had been a shooting. 30 minutes later, the police received a call that a young man matching the description of the one who had wasted Pumpkin had been seen twice on 9th Street carrying a gun in open view and acting stranger than most of the people on 9th. He had tried to lure at least one person into an abandoned lot, but the intended victim had escaped and reported the incident. The police found their man an hour later. His name was Tequila Watson, black male, age 20, with the usual drug-related police record. No family to speak of, no address. The last place he had been sleeping was a rehab unit on W Street. He had managed to ditch the gun somewhere, and if he had robbed Pumpkin, then he had also thrown away the cash or drugs or whatever the booty was. His pockets were clean, as were his eyes. The cops were certain Tequila was not under the influence of anything when he was arrested. A quick and rough interrogation took place on the street. Then he was handcuffed and shoved into the rear seat of a DC police car. They drove him back to Lamont Street, where they arranged an impromptu encounter with the two witnesses. Tequila was led into the alley where he had left Pumpkin.
"Ever been here before?" a cop asked.
Tequila said nothing, just gawked at the puddle of fresh blood on the dirty concrete. The two witnesses were eased into the alley, then led quietly to a spot near Tequila.
"That's him,"
both said at the same time.
"He's wearing the same clothes, same basketball shoes, everything but the gun."
"That's him."
"No doubt about it."
Tequila was shoved into the car once again and taken to jail. He was booked for murder and locked away with no immediate chance of bail.